up early on a Wednesday morning is Josh Lambeau, the Jacksonville Jaguars kicker. Aren't we all, if you're doing a morning show or if you're a professional football player? Hey, Josh, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Josh, what's up?
Absolutely. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good, man. Yeah. So what's the routine, man? What's the routine? I got to know. What's you're going into a kick. How do you get ready to relax? You just let it rip? What's your deal? Give us the whole breakdown.
Yeah, well, the past couple of years, I've been studying a lot of mindfulness. Which has really kind of helped me kind of, for lack of a better term, zen out during
the
kick.
Nice.
You know, I really try to do the least amount of thinking as possible. Thinking gets kickers in trouble. So just kind of rely on your preparation, rely on your muscle memory, and don't let the situation get the best of you. At the end of the day, it's still a snap, it's still a hold, still kicking a stupidly shaped ball through a yellow uniform.
You know, to play along with that, you know, Josh, if a guy like Matt Gay called you, right, the Buccaneers kicker, you know, a rookie coming out of Utah and a fifth-round draft choice, missed a chip-shot field goal that would have won the game this past week for the Giants, you know, and it's kind of fraternity when you look at kickers. What advice would you give him, Josh?
You know, I'd probably give him the same advice that I got from Adam Vinatieri last year. We were playing away to Indianapolis. I missed, I think they had a PAT blocked, and I missed a field goal, and we lost by three. And so I texted Vinny after the game and said, hey, man, got any advice for, you know, a young guy who's kind of feeling like crap after letting his team down? He's like, hey, man, I missed a kick, too. I almost lost the game for us as well. Like, how do you think I feel? You know, it's just one of those things that happens, and you got to keep on going. I think, personally, you know, one thing that kickers get in trouble with is when they miss, they feel like they need to reinvent the wheel and kind of go back to their, okay, how do I change this? How do I make this next time? It's like, well, man, you had a bad kick. Like, I'm sorry, that happens. Tom Brady throws interceptions, gets strip sacks, and he has God knows how many championships. Like,
yeah, right.
That stuff happens. It's a part of sports. You know, obviously you'd want it to happen the least amount as possible, and some kickers are just going to be naturally put in that position more than others, but you know, at the end of the day, it's your job, and you got to keep on performing. You know, you got to go in for workouts on Monday, keep your head high, and you have to portray with a confidence that you can, if you have that kick again tomorrow, you're going to go through and nail it.
I know you try not to feel it, Josh, but do you feel it at the end of a game when the pressure's on? I mean, do you have it where you don't want teammates saying anything to you? I mean, but, you know, when you know it's a big kick game on the line, I know you try and get into that kind of zen mentality, just focus on the snap, spot, and kick. But, you know, do you think about how meaningful the kick is at all?
Yeah, I really try not to. Something that Kevin Sumlin said when I was at Texas A&M, that's always kind of stuck with me. He said, nervousness is for the unprepared, which I thought was actually really profound. Because if you're nervous, I think having nerves is okay. Being nervous, though, in my position means I don't know where the kick is going to go. And if I go Monday through Saturday the right way, and again, if I trust my muscle memory, if I trust my talent, my skill level, I know where that ball is going to go, so it doesn't matter what the scoreboard says.
Gotcha.
Well, all those things you're speaking right there, Josh, is confidence, right? You got to have that confidence, and you're exemplifying that. You're showing that, and that's the thing too. Like I always wonder too, as you watch kickers like yourself, elite level guys like you, and NFL kickers and stuff, and you see when the opposing coach, you know, it's a couple seconds left in the game, and the Lambeau's got to get this for us to win this game, you know, for the Jags. And then the opposing coach freezes you. You know, he calls a timeout. You know, and I'm thinking these kickers, I'm assuming this, guys like you, are so locked in and so confident that timeout, it's almost like it's kind of like the regular thing. Does it really bother you? I mean, I feel like it shouldn't bother you.
Yeah, me personally, it doesn't. But I think that also goes back to routine. I think, you know, when guys miss that second kick, it's because they didn't do their normal routine. So maybe they went out there and they made the kick, or the snapper didn't get the ball back there in time for them to get a practice kick. You know, they stay out there on the field for, you know, 3 minutes or whatever it might be, or 2 minutes, or it seems like 3 minutes.
Right.
Only 30 seconds. But you don't practice that way. You're not standing out in the middle of the field for a minute during practice and then going to get a kick.
Right.
It's like get guys out of fitness or something like that. You know, you're swinging off to the side, you jog on, you make the kick. So I always have my practice kicking that at the end of the field where I'm going, because if that scenario does arise, I can sprint off to the side, get a kick right into the net, and then jog back out like everything's fine, like there wasn't even a timeout call.
Nice.
We're talking to Josh Lambeau, Jaguars kicker. You know, Josh, as we transition away a little bit from kicking, a teammate, right? How do you handle everything that's surrounding Jalen Ramsey as a teammate of Jalen's?
You know, that's kind of the beauty of being a kicker. I don't have to.
There it is.
Yeah, kind
you're in your own world, kick. Right, man? You just do your own
D-ball
thing.
D-ball kickball, man. That's all it is. That's all my job entails. I don't need to know what defense we're running, what scheme, if it's a nickel or a dime, or I don't even know what the heck that stuff is. So it's just like, I go out there, I do my job, I'm a good teammate to my teammates, I try and be a good encourager, I try to pick guys up when they're down, and I try and make my kick. So that's really my only responsibility. So
that's cool.
But you keep your head at you keep your, you don't even think about it at all though, Josh, when a guy as talented as Ramsey's requesting a trade?
I mean, yeah, I think about it. You know, I don't have anything personally against Jalen. I like him as a person. Obviously he's a heck of a player. And you know, anybody, all 32 teams want him on their team. He's that, you know, right. Elite level.
Yeah.
And I like him because I've gotten to know him over the past couple of years. But I understand the business sides of things from both the professional side and from the player side. So,
right.
You know, ultimately, again, it's none of my business. I try to stay out of that stuff as much as I can, again, because when I get myself wrapped up in that stuff, that's when I think performance suffers. And so I just, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. My opponent is still the same. Again, it's that stupid yellow U in the sky. And, you know, obviously I want Jalen on my team because he's Jalen Ramsey. But, you know, I also want what's best for him. And so Sometimes things can get sticky. Sometimes things can get messy, but you know, at the end of the day, we're there to win football games. Right. I'm there to make kicks, so that's again all I'm really going to worry about.
And that plays into what you said, Josh, about your focus and about locked in and you know and mentally being there, because that's it. You have to stay focused on kicking that football through those uprights. But the one thing that's tough to ignore down there in Jacksonville is the Minshew mania, man. I mean, this
right.
Your quarterback, dude, the mustache, the cut off denim shirt. This guy's a trip. He's got to be a hoot in the locker room, right?
He is everything that the media is portraying him to be a boss.
He should be a kicker the way he is. You know, he's crazy.
He definitely could be, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's definitely.
You know, Josh, how about the mindset of this team right now? You know, you're coming off a nice victory last time we saw you last Thursday night against the Tennessee Titans. How about where this team is right now?
I think we're in a really good spot. You know, the first 2 weeks we got some, you know, a couple of bad results. One was closer than the other, but, you know, all that really means is that we have two losses. You know, when we lost the first game to Kansas City, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, well, the only thing that means is we can't go undefeated. You know, just because you lose the first game or two has some bearing, but it doesn't define your season.
Right.
And so I think getting that win on Thursday national television, Thursday night football against a divisional opponent that's had our number the past several years, you know, the mood in the locker room is buzzing right now. I'm feeling bad for Denver if I'm that now.
Let me ask you this, Josh. And we're talking to Josh Lambeau. Jacksonville Jaguars kicker is on as our special guest. And, yeah, I love the confidence, Josh. But listen, dude, so you're going to Denver. Now, you, as the guy, the kicker, I mean, altitude, you're playing there in Denver. Like, is that a concern, or take us through that mindset?
No, it's not a concern. It's definitely an advantage. I think the forecast has weather is supposed to be really nice, especially when it's warm. I mean, you get anywhere from 5 to 7 extra yards on your ball. And so I love it.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, it's good. And certainly we've seen a number of record kicks out there in Denver, whether it be, Jason Elam and the likes of guys that have been able to kind of put the ball, Sebastian Janikowski as well. So guys that have had certainly kind of record-setting days. You know, Josh, it's interesting when you look at that Jacksonville community, and Coughlin means a lot down there, down in Jacksonville. You know, being around, you know, the former Giant coach, now executive with Jacksonville, you know, a little bit, what's impressed you with Coughlin's influence down there in Jacksonville?
I think the consistency within the little things off the field kind of defines Tom Coughlin. You know, everything from, you know, when we step in the building, we have TC time, we have Tom Coughlin time. All the clocks in the building are literally 5 minutes fast, and if you're late, then you're late. Like it's actually standard times. You still made it. Like, oh, your ass is getting fine. Sorry if I can't say that.
You can say it.
You're fine. You're good.
you know, and so just the attention to detail. Because I'm a big believer in if you take care of the little things, the big things take care of themselves.
Right. Yeah.
And so that, you know, that reputation kind of precedes him. And it's, But, you know, getting to experience him through J-Fund events and through other charity events, yeah, he really is a top-notch guy. He's scary as all get out when he's in the locker room.
I bet.
He really is an awesome person, does a lot for the community. And, you know, I think Jacksonville is lucky to have him.
Yeah, hey, so let me ask you. So on my fantasy team here, dude, like, you know where I'm going. We have a connection, okay? You're my guy. I drafted you, bro. You're on my fantasy team. So,
dude, mistake, man. Justin Tucker all the way.
No.
I don't know what you're doing there, man.
No. I'm a Josh Lambeau guy. You're my guy. You got me 10 points last week. I'm counting on you to come through big this week out in Denver. It's important, okay?
I'll be sure to tell Coach Marone that I'll score touchdowns in the red zone, man.
Josh, speaking of Coach Marone, he is certainly a guy that's had success down there in Jacksonville. Last year was a very, very difficult year. You know, speak to your head coach in terms of, you know, having the year of this team and the job that he's done.
I'm a big fan of Doug. I can't really say that I've had that feeling in the past. In terms of my head coach, so I'm excited to have a guy that I want to work for, that I want to win for, that I want to make kicks for. Really, same thing with our special team coordinator, Joe DeCamillis. I mean, he really is, you know, the first specialty coach, even me going back to being a goalkeeper. And I'm like, okay, like, I want to make this kick for him. Like, that's my coach. That's my guy. It's a really good coaching staff in Jacksonville, but I think Doug has done a good job of adapting his style of coaching with what our players need. And I think it's maybe taken him a little bit to realize that's what we need, but he's certainly making those changes in the locker room this year, and it's being felt. Again, the first 2 weeks were really unlucky, but you know that what we showed out last Thursday night, I think that's the identity of the team.
Yeah, and no doubt. And Josh, final one was, you know, you hit about, you said you don't know if you can necessarily say that about other guys. I'm not looking at you to call out other coaches that you played for, but what separates Marone from other head coaching experiences that you've had?
Yeah, he wants to get in and know his players. He wants to chat with you about more than just football. He wants to know how your wife is doing. Oh, how's the new house? You see him out at like local concerts in Jacksonville. He and his wife, like, they want to have a good time. They're good people with, you know, I think that's the hard thing that people, even that are listening right now or people that see us on television, like, we're not just these like science lab experiments that you just watch through a glass. Like, we're actual people.
Yeah.
And I think Doug, he's a real person. He's a human. He shows that side of himself. And I connect with him. I like him. I vibe with him.
Well, Josh, we appreciate the time this morning. Good luck at practice today. And make those kicks for Taz's fantasy team. All right.
You guys got it. Thanks so much.
We appreciate it, Josh. Good luck.